from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Reports in Nigeria say five people dead from suicide bomber. Reports from the town of Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria say at least five people are dead after a suicide bomber struck in Gamburu Market on Friday. Witnesses to Friday's bombing say a number of people were also injured, though no one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack. The region is a hotbed of Boko Haram activity. On Thursday night, Nigeria's army said it rescued 59 women, children, and old men being held hostage by Boko Haram Islamic militants. The Afghan Taliban announced today that its Shura, or Supreme Council, has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansur as the new chief of the group a day after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Some have suggested that the death of the Taliban leader may affect the fragile peace talks trying to get underway in Afghanistan. Abdullah Ahmadi is a political analyst in Afghanistan.
It will affect the peace process, because maybe Taliban is divided to two, three, or maybe more groups with a different idea. But this make the peace process with the difficulty and make a lot of challenge with the peace.
Although the Taliban officially announced the new leader, Taliban sources say his leadership is contested by some factions. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris that washed up on Reunion Island in the Western Indian Ocean is a piece of the missing Malaysia Airline Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says Australia will continue to search for the missing Malaysian jet in the identified area. This is VOA News. People mourning the death of an 18-month-old Palestinian child, vowing retribution as the small body is carried through the village of Duma on the West Bank. Robert Berger has this from Jerusalem.
Israeli authorities are blaming Jewish militants for an arson attack on a West Bank home that killed a Palestinian toddler. Hebrew graffiti was found on the walls. Police say the assailants threw firebombs into the house, setting off a blaze during the night. The toddler's 4-year-old brother and parents were critically wounded. Israeli officials expressed shock and outrage over the attack. The Prime Minister's spokesman, Mark Regev.
The government of Israel unequivocally condemns this heinous crime, this act of terrorism.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who controls parts of the West Bank, called it a war crime. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik airbase is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. Dorian Jones has details.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik airbase to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning U.S. jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by U.S. forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbors, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The base is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. The International Olympic Committee has chosen Beijing as host of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games over Almaty, Kazakhstan, as the only other contender in the bid for an increasingly expensive event. IOC President Thomas Bach announced the decision Friday during the committee's 128th session in Kuala Lumpur.
From today on, Beijing will be the first city in the Olympic history to organize both Olympic Summer and 12 years later Olympic Winter Games.
Beijing hosted the Summer Olympics in 2008 and says it will reuse many of those venues for the Winter Games. Kazakhstan has never hosted an Olympics. From Washington, this is Joe Palca on VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.